It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Power Hour coming up next hour. All our picks for tonight in the NBA and Major League Baseball are Orioles, Ken. One out away from a win here on their opening day, take down the Boston Red Sox. We bet the Orioles, so hopefully Baltimore is able to close this game out, get the job done. Let's just see what happens here with this pitch. This could be it. Or it's a double for the Red Sox.
maybe let's stop doing the play-by-play.
Okay, yeah, so literally the Red Sox just did a double. So man on second, two outs still, 3-0. So still okay for right now. You know what? I'm just going to shut up and let's bring on our guest here. Let's talk some Final Four and have some fun with one of our favorite guests here on You Better You Bet. He, of course, is the great Brad Evans at Noisy Huevos on Twitter. You listen to him on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. You check out all his work over at FTN. Brad, one of the most passionate college basketball minds out there. We welcome him here on a Friday to You Better You Bet. Brad, what's going on, my friend? It's Nick and Ken here on the BetQL Audio Network. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Happy Final Four weekend. It's nearly upon us. I can't wait to jump the ball up and see what happens. And maybe Gonzaga won't win by like 40 or 50.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I mean, they've kind of beaten everybody by 40 or 50 so far. We'll see. It's a pretty big spread. Brad, you came on with us for several weeks before Selection Sunday. You know, obviously like a bracketologist with a you know sort of long track record and a lot of success. I'm just kind of curious now that we're down to four and we can kind of take stock of like how right we were or how wrong we were about certain things. I've certainly been really wrong about some stuff. St. Bonaventure would kind of stand out immediately and right about some stuff as well. How do you kind of evaluate? Do you feel like you expected a lot of this or a lot of this has surprised you in terms of, you know, who's gotten there and how they've gotten there?
Yeah, look, it's a shocker special, to be honest with you. I mean, Gonzaga Baylor was the obvious, the lowest hanging fruit, right? They were like watermelons on a weak branch touching the ground. That's, you know, everybody was on them to get to the Final Four for the most part. You know, Houston is a little bit of a surprise. Once Illinois got bounced in the round of 32 by over Chicago, really opened things up in that Midwest region. And a team that, you know, has been an analytics darling the entire season, you know, inside the top 10. And adjusted offensive and defensive efficiency. And Kelvin Sampson in his redemption tour continues to make stops. And a guy that's done just a bang-up job on a positionless team that they're like a zombie horde on the offensive glass, is getting so many second-chance opportunities. And then the East is exactly what I expected. Now, not the participant in a Final Four, but I had said at the onset of the tournament, I said, when the pairings came out, the East was going to live the upside down. I thought it was going to be very hard to predict who was going to come out of there. I had UConn failed massively. I still, you know, wiping the yolk from the eggs thrown out of me, out of my retina as a result of that. But, you know, to see a team like UCLA, yeah, it's surprising. But to a certain extent, I knew that was going to be just crazy, that entire region. And something unforeseen was bound to happen. And the Bruins have been brilliant, man. Credit to Mick Cronin. And really, I'm going to give credit to Tom Izzo, because Tom Izzo said, you know, before that first four matchup with UCLA, that the West Coast basketball scene was soft and that Mick Cronin was going to bring his Cincinnati toughness and resurrect the greatness there in Westwood. And, you know, it's happened much sooner than we realized. And I think that was bulletin board material that Izzo put out there for all the Pac-12 and West Coast teams based on how they performed this NCAA tournament.
You better, you bet, BetQL Audio Network Friday, joined by Brad Evans, Noisy Huevos on Twitter, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, and FTN with Nick and Ken. Brad, let's get into the picks for tomorrow and how you see these games playing out. Let's start with the first game. Where else would we start, right? Houston and Baylor. Baylor's a 5-point favorite. The total in this game sitting at around 134.5. Not a lot of movement there. How do you see it playing out, Houston-Baylor, side and total?
Yeah, you know, if I have a lean, it's on the under, on the total. If I have a lean on the full game spread, it's Baylor -5. I'm going to lay the chalk here, but I think the best bet on the board, quite honestly, is Baylor -2.5 on the first half line. You know, Baylor, I think, is going to get out of the gate similar to what it did against Wisconsin, similar to what it did against Arkansas, and have a, you know, is it a sizable, is it a, you know, massive lead at halftime? Maybe not, but I think enough here to warrant them covering the 2.5. You know, the one thing about Houston is this, and I mentioned they're a zombie horde. They're insatiable. They're voracious on that offensive glass for the last month, generating a second chance on 40.3% of their possessions, which is asinine. It's really absurd. But a team that, you know, masks a lot of their offensive flaws, with the numerous opportunities that they gain on their end of the floor. So, you know, I Baylor's got enough size, so they can at times get blasted on the glass. So it's going to be up to, you know, Tom Okachua and Mark Vidal and Matthew Meyer, you know, both Bamba, those bigs, to stand in there and box out. And if they do that, you declaw the Cougars because they just do not have the offensive chops, I think, to hang. And the other key factor here is this guy. Davion Mitchell is one of the best on-ball defenders in all of college basketball. And I was talking to Rob Doster, Field of 68, about this earlier this week. And Doster said he's maybe the best on-ball defender he's ever seen. And if you neutralize Quentin Grimes, who is the most consistent scorer that Houston has, it becomes very, you know, discombobulated, this offense as a whole. So I think Mitchell's going to be all over him in this game. You're going to see those rotations, and he's going to be all up in Grimes' grill. And, you know, so if they block out, Grimes is neutralized. Those are big asks. But if that happens, Baylor not only wins, they're going to win resoundingly. So, again, I think the best bet on the board, I'm going to side with the first frame and say that the Bears cover the 2.5. So, again, I'm going to have some action sprinkled on the -5 and a little bit on the under. Not as confident there, but I think it will hit.
Brad, let's move on to the second game. Then maybe we'll get your thoughts on some coaching moves either that have happened in the last couple of days or maybe that seem about to happen as we just had some interesting news come across. Let's talk about UCLA and Gonzaga. The running joke, 2 touchdowns as a point spread. Gonzaga favored by 14 or 14 and a half with a relatively high total in the game as well. Any thoughts on UCLA and Gonzaga? I think this is like an impossible game to figure out. Nick kind of leans UCLA. Where do you side?
Yeah, I lean UCLA as well at the 14 and a couple of books. Old Captain OCR came into play there, mateys, for un momentito. Hopefully it will make another cameo tomorrow before I really lock this sucker in. I did lock in, guys, the first half line with the Zags. Again, kind of taking a similar approach here with them as I did with the Baylor Bears. And, you know, I like that first half line quite a bit at -8.5 because Gonzaga typically gets out of the gate very strong and fast. They are spreaders. They want to try to build up that early lead. And then they downshift and they shift into neutral, really, over the course of the second half. And that's what I fear. You know, maybe that's the middle here. You know, taking Gonzaga laying the 8.5 in the first half line, you know, they could be up easily by double figures at the break and then come back and, you know, have UCLA on the full game line, knowing that that back door is always going to remain ajar. And knowing, too, that UCLA can really fire off from three, you know, a team that was the best in Pac-12 in the regular season in terms of three-point percentage offense, you know, close to 40% of their shots drilled from outside. And that carried over tremendously well in this NCAA tournament, whether it's with Johnny Juzang, it was hotter than the damn sun in the game against Michigan, or, you know, with Jaime Jaquez or Tiger Campbell on occasion. So, you know, Gonzaga obviously has a massive advantage in the post there with Drew Timmy, who has been unreal in this NCAA tournament. And as a result, you know, in the month of March, they shot as a collective, the Zags, over 60% inside the arc. But, you know, UCLA is going to slow this thing down, man. It's like put on Key Sweat, put on some Jodeci. It's going to be a slow jam. And some of what we saw against Michigan, and if they can keep Gonzaga out of those transition opportunities, if they're hitting, you know, at a decent percentage from outside, I think they got a really good shot here of covering. I will say this, my favorite bet on the board out of both games this weekend is the under in that Gonzaga-UCLA game because I believe UCLA will command the pace in this game, the number 338 in the country in adjusted tempo. And if they do that, I think, you know, this game's going to be played in the 60s and the Zags will not, you know, blast the doors off the Bruins and then end up, you know, hanging 80, 85 on them like they do most opponents. So, you know, that's the biggest key in this game is will UCLA and their defensive acuity that we've seen this NCAA tournament carry over for another game? And I say it will. So, again, I think the under at 145.5, the best bet on the board.
We do have some breaking news in college basketball. We're going to get to it with Brad in a second here in the coaching variety here. But Brad, I want to wrap up our discussion of betting Final Four Saturday with this. And it's totally okay if the answer to this question is no, but want to see if you've looked at any of these player props for the Final Four. I have not bet any player props in the NCAA tournament. I'll have some for tomorrow because it's the Final Four. And even if you don't have any prop bets or like player point overs or anything like that, just like the players like that you think are going to be really important in this game. If you think anyone's really going to exceed expectations, like I like Cody Riley for UCLA. I think he's going to go over 9.5 points and play a big role if UCLA is going to cover the spread and try and hold down Timmy as best he can. Like for Houston, I think Grimes can have a big game, 16.5. So if you haven't looked at the prop numbers here to go over or under on any, like who are going to be the most important players in this game, guys that may exceed expectations for our listeners and viewers?
Yeah, look, I think it's going to be, Mitchell for the Baylor Bears. And unfortunately, I live in Colorado, and there's a lot of great things about Colorado in terms of legalities, but, player props are not offered in this state, so I can't even get access to the line. So I haven't been able to see anything in regards to that. But, I would say that Mitchell, depending upon what you're getting a line at, whether it's like 15.5, 16.5, I think he's going to have himself a whale of a game. I would probably be over on his assist line if it's, anywhere in the 3.5, 4.5 range. I think he's a guy that is going to be a difference maker for the Baylor Bears in this contest. And, looking at the other game, Drew Timmy, I did see at a couple of DFS sites, and I don't know if that is populated over to the sports books as well that deal in the player props business, but Drew Timmy, I saw like 19.5 points. And Riley is going to be critical. You're absolutely right. The UCLA Bruins just do not have a whole lot of front court depth, but Timmy and his Baryshnikov pirouettes and the pivot moves there in the post, that's a whole lot of peas, is a guy that's just been unstoppable in this NCAA tournament. And I don't think he's going to slow down. I think he's going to hit 20 points in this game. So it'd be over on something like that. So, yeah, very interesting there. And just looking at some of the total points, for teams, like Gonzaga's 79.5 right now that I'm seeing in the full game against UCLA. I would be under that. And I'm seeing it at plus odds at DraftKings Sportsbook. And I know with some of the other books, you got to shop around. Hopefully you're getting in a plus odds as well. It's too high of a number. Again, just be based on the style, the pace that Mick Cronin is going to try to enforce in this game, hitting the brakes, keeping it in a half court setting, trying to limit those transition opportunities. I think it's just too robust of a number at 79.5. I think the Zags are going to finish right around 75, 76 in the end. And, I love getting seduced by the juice, and at plus 100, that is calling my name on the under on the 79.5 for Gonzaga.
Brad, we had about 2-3 minutes left with you. We were planning on talking about, Chris Beard going to Texas, Roy Williams obviously retiring from North Carolina, seismic coaching moves that we have the last couple of days. And then literally during the interview, reported by several prominent people that Porter Moser has agreed to become the head coach of Oklahoma, which is kind of staggeringly crazy news for those of us who, honestly thought maybe he would get an even better job than that. He's chosen to become the head coach of Oklahoma. Kind of your initial reaction to hearing that piece of information?
Yeah, that was the rumblings and the rumors that have been kind of floating about behind the scenes the last 24 to 48 hours. So I'm not ultimately shocked. What I would say is this. Indiana has failed massively. You go out and hire Mike Woodson, right? I would say that Minnesota failed massively, bringing in Ben Johnson. And obviously those guys have connections to those geographic regions. But Porter Moser can coach his butt off. And we've seen that now repeatedly in 2018, the NCAA tournament run that they had at the Final Four this year. Knocking off Illinois, making the Sweet 16. It's not pretty basketball. It's not sexy basketball, but he is going to find kids. He's going to plug them into his system, and he's going to maximize their potential. And we've seen that repeatedly. So, Lon Kruger, they got great facilities. They got great history there in Oklahoma. Kruger now going to be a consultant for his kid. Kevin Kruger is now head coach at UNLV. I think this is a major coup by the Sooners. And that league, the Big 12, just gets stronger as a result of this. So, get Porter Moser resources, which he didn't have at the plentiful level that he does in Oklahoma City or Norman, as he would in the north side of Chicago playing in the Valley, giving him the Big 12 connection there. Guy's going to have a winner and probably 25 games every year moving forward. Bravo, Oklahoma. Fantastic hire getting him from the Ramblers.
Brad, fantastic stuff, brother. Love having you on the show. Wishing you best of luck tomorrow with the Final Four. We'll talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet.
Gracias, amigos. Good luck.
That's our buddy Brad Evans joining us here on the show. Good on Oklahoma for getting Porter Moser. And I know like Lon Kruger took them to the Final Four somewhat recently, right? What year was that?
With Buddy Hield. And that was when they lost to Villanova by a billion.
Yeah. 2016.
Yep.
I know what like the facilities are great, et cetera. I don't know. I feel like Porter Moser could have, this is not meant to be an insult to Oklahoma. Don't you feel right. Like Porter Moser could have done better than Oklahoma? I don't know.
Maybe it was just like, what's going to be available like this year, and this is the year I want to move. It's possible. I mean, North Carolina is not going to give them consideration probably. So that just, maybe that's the best you do. And then you immediately go somewhere like Beard took Little Rock to like heights completely miraculous, and then goes to Texas Tech. And it's like, oh, that's where he's going to go. And it's like, well, and he just goes to Texas 2 years later.
All right, fair enough. Joe Giglio coming up next, talking Major League Baseball here on You Better You Bet.